coalition forces and begin striking selected targets of military importance.
It would be a decision which could only be taken once.
There's no argument over the choice between peace and war.
Unconfirmed reports about Gaddafi being captured.
This morning, I want to talk about the future of Europe.
Burning Point.
Hello and welcome to the show. With me, Екатерина Кудашкина. Why did President Obama look so unconvincing Monday while trying to make a case against Russia in the downing of the Malaysian Boeing in eastern Ukraine? How come the US journalists seem to know more than experts and intelligence agencies who are investigating the case? The Voice of Russia is discussing these and other issues with our guest speaker, Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury and currently the Chairman of the Institute for Political Economy in the United States. The shooting down of the Boeing passenger airplane in Ukraine is really making headlines, but it seems that many media outlets already know everything about what appears to be still a mystery to experts. Is it some kind of an overt propaganda effort?
Yes, this is Washington's propaganda show. They have seized on the opportunity to demonize Russia, especially President Putin. Washington is disturbed by a number of things. One is the rise of Russia and China as powers. This is inconsistent with the Wolfowitz doctrine, which is the basis of American foreign policy. And the Wolfowitz doctrine requires that the United States prevent the rise of other powers. So that is the big backdrop, the big background of it. And what Washington is doing, they have seized on this airliner catastrophe, whoever is responsible, whatever the cause, in order to blame Russia. And so instantly, as soon as the world learned that the Malaysian airliner had gone down, Washington was controlling the explanation. It was out with the story that Russia did it, or that the Russian government helped the separatists in eastern Ukraine do it. And this was on cue in a way that it seemed to be orchestrated. And such an orchestration requires advance effort, advance timing. And that almost implies that the United States was the government involved in the catastrophe. So what we have heard is accusations and insinuations from the United States government, the American media, and as far as I can tell, much of the European media. There's no evidence, but the accusation is repeated over and over, and the insinuations are repeated over and over. And this is a propaganda trick to establish the truth by repetition. There's been no evidence presented by Washington, and no response from Washington to the Russian government's pleas to look at the evidence, to have a non-politicized expert international investigation. It's only the Russian government that has released any evidence. They have released the satellite photos of the Ukrainian missile batteries in place. They have released the flight path of the Ukrainian jet, which approached the Malaysian airliner prior to its demise. And they repeatedly ask for evidence, and Washington provides none.
Our guest speaker is Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury and currently the Chairman of the Institute for Political Economy in the United States.
Burning Point.
But talking about satellite images, I've read a very interesting story by Robert Perry, who seems to be saying that the U.S. satellite images might have certain indication as to who actually shot the plane down. But my question to you is that, well, if Russia has released satellite images, why wouldn't the U.S. do so?
Because the images don't support Washington's propaganda.
Oh, but the mere fact that Robert Perry actually published his point of view and his material on that, does that imply that perhaps people are getting to question the official U.S. version of events?
Well, not everyone in the United States government is corrupt. There are some people who still have some respect for facts and truth, and there are some people who realize that it's very dangerous to provoke propaganda purposes, a conflict with another powerful country. It's the risk of that are high, and it's not worth the risk to the rest of the world. And so some people try to prevent these kinds of conflicts from developing along the lines that Washington is pushing it. So I think that we do know for a fact, because the Russian government has announced it, there's no doubt whatsoever that there was an American satellite over the area at that time. And so we know that Washington has photos. And so if these photos supported Washington's case, clearly they would have released them. So the fact that they don't release them, in fact, they don't even mention them, is an indication that the photos don't support Washington. Now, what I understood and what I read in between the lines of Robert Perry's article was that the CIA's assessment, the initial assessment, does not support Washington's case. So I'm sure there's now pressure on the analyst within the agency to change the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I'm certain that there is, and it remains to be seen whether this pressure will succeed. So, you know, Washington now is so far out on the limb with their insinuations and accusations that it's hard for them to climb down. Mm-hmm. It's easier for them to pressure the analyst at the CIA to give a different interpretation. And, of course, Washington will never release the photos for other experts to examine, right, to check the interpretation. And I think what the real problem that Russia and Putin face is that English is a world language. Russian is not a world language. And so Washington, with its enormous media resources, the media is very well trained, can control the explanation regardless of the facts. So what we are faced with is a situation where the facts may play no role. This is not unusual. Remember the alleged weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein had.
Yeah.
The UN weapon inspectors on the ground in Iraq, Hans Blix was the leader of that. They reported there was no weapons. And yet Washington sent the Secretary of State to the UN with all of this fabricated evidence, all of these lies about these weapons that did not exist, that Washington knew did not exist. And the rest of the world accepted these claims. And we have had the disaster of the Iraq war, and we can see the disaster is continuing. Washington did the same thing with Assad's use of chemical weapons. There was no use of chemical weapons by Assad. And Washington did not have the same success, primarily because of Russia. But we also saw the same sort of lies used against Libya. We see the same lies against Iran, you know, the Iranian nukes, which the International Atomic Energy Agency has repeatedly said do not exist, and which all 16 American intelligence agencies have said do not exist, and yet the President of the United States continues to speak about the threat of Iranian nukes.
Mm-hmm.
So the difficulty is that Washington doesn't need the truth to be on its side. It can control the explanation regardless of the facts. And so even if the facts come out from the investigation of the Malaysian airliner catastrophe, that's no guarantee that Washington, that Washington will acknowledge the facts.
Our guest speaker is Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury and currently the Chairman of the Institute for Political Economy in the United States.
Burning Point.
Remember the article in the New Republic, which somehow described every bit of information as a conspiracy theory. Isn't it also a way to fight facts?
You know, the disaster of the Malaysian aircraft, it could have been a mistake, or it could have been a conspiracy. We may never know. But what the American media uses conspiracy theory for is to shut up evidence that is contrary to the official line.
Yeah.
For example, in the United States, there are a large number of high-rise architects, structural engineers, physicists, chemists, first responders, airline pilots who challenge the government's explanation of 9/11. All of these experts are dismissed by journalists who haven't the foggiest understanding of any of these principles as conspiracy theorists. It is a way to shut up other information, other interpretations. And I noticed that in the New Republic recently, Professor Stephen Cohen, who is one of the American experts who gives Russia fair treatment, he was accused by the New Republic of being Putin's poodle, a man who apologizes for the criminal Putin. So here we have probably one of the most knowledgeable of the Russian experts, and he's being dismissed by a magazine that has no expertise about anything, just a few journalists, and they're writing off a very well-informed and reasonable man. So this is the way it works. You're either in the pay of Putin or you're a conspiracy theorist. Anyone who has an alternative explanation or who just raises questions, obvious questions, that are inconvenient for Washington's explanation, these people are dismissed. Some of the American journalists who are beginning to catch on that this is some kind of a fake explanation were questioning the State Department spokesman, and they got a little bit insistent in their questions. And the State Department spokesman, a woman, she blew up at them and said, I'm not even going to acknowledge this question. In other words, you believe us or you don't count. No one else has a role in this. So to come back to my point, I think that is trouble. That is the trouble that Russia and Putin faces. You see, the United States uses this to demonize Russia because the United States wants to break up the Russian economic relationships with Europe. The United States is very concerned that it will eventually lose its European empire because of their growing economic and political relations with Russia. And Washington is very upset that the European Union did not back Washington's unilateral sanctions against Russia, that Europe took a different path. So Washington right now is in panic, and that is why they are so determined. That's why Washington is so determined to use the Malaysian airliner to demonize Russia, because it becomes a pressure point that Washington can apply to Europe to force Europe to follow Washington's line. And that is mainly what this is about. So for the United States, there's no real interest in what happened to the people. The interest is to prevent the sort of growing economic political relationships between Russia and Europe. And that is what this incident is being used for by Washington.
Mr. Obama, when he was making a statement on the Boeing catastrophe, really looked quite disappointed. He was not as self-assured as he used to be not so long ago, but he had that kind of lost look in his eyes. Does that imply that perhaps something just doesn't work out?
Well, that implies that he was told of the CIA's assessment of the American satellite photos. That the photos do not support the lies you're telling, Mr. President. Stop telling these lies. Your own CIA has come to the conclusion that the Russians and the separatists had nothing to do with it. So that he was just told that, and that's what is reflecting in his eyes. As I've already said, there'll be a huge pressure on the agency to change its story. You know, the Washington tried to get the agency to change its story about the Iranian nukes. Failed.
Yeah, I remember that.
They were unable to force the agency, and so they simply quit mentioning it. So in this case, I think that's what's happened to Obama. He's been told, look, the CIA report says this. They say what the Russians say. What are we going to do?
Sir, thank you so much. And just a reminder, our guest speaker was Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury and currently the Chairman of the Institute for Political Economy in the United States. And now we end this edition of Burning Point, brought to you by me, Екатерина Кудашкина. Thank you so much for staying with us. Goodbye, and take care.